Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, we are here, actually, almost in the middle of February, so time flying by, and February 13th.
That's right. It is. It's moving quickly, and like you said, we're right here in the middle of February. I know our kids all got their fingers crossed and everything, hoping for some more snow towards the end of February. They like those snow days, and February and March do tend to seem to kind of get a little long months for us after all our breaks. But just a reminder on our Royal Market that we have with our Family Resource Center, that's on the first and third Wednesdays of each month. We do pass out free food boxes. If you have a student in our school district and you're in need of one of those, just give us a call at 564-5683.
Any announcements?
Not really right now. Really make sure you're kind of following along all the pages, the social media pages, and keeping up with your child's school to see what's happening. We do have Truth and Consequences coming up for the middle school students. That'll be held at the Boys Club at the end of the month. High school's having a college and career fair day. So just, there's a lot of different little things that are happening. So just definitely make sure. I know you've got Dr. Seuss Week coming up. So lots of different dress up days and different things happening at the elementary school. So make sure you're really watching your child's school social media page.
This morning, Ashley, we're here at the high school talking with some ninth grade students in the public health class, and kind of a new pathway here of late, I assume, and they presented us some middle school students. There's nine freshman students that we're going to talk to this morning.
Yeah, so they've actually had like the medical nurse aid program. It was even at the vocational school when it was there, but now at the magnet school, they've kind of changed it around a little bit. I don't think freshmen were allowed to enter into that program because you do have to be 16 and able to receive the state certification for the nurse aid. But I think what they've did now is, like you said, kind of started as a pathway, and they've offered new classes for freshmen to enter to be able to kind of get an understanding of the health science program. So Beverly Clary is the health science program teacher over at the Mason County Career Magnet School. And these kids, you know, after completion of the program, they will receive a nurse aid certification. And I think Ms. Clary's done a great job of really reaching out to the students and letting them know about the program. And we have so many kids who are interested in nursing in the medical field anymore. So no better way to kind of get your foot in the door and make sure you're kind of get some mentorship hours, I guess, and see if it's something you really are interested in.
They talked about like mental health, drug abuse, different stuff that, you know, high school kids and even as adults people deal with. So they were over there for like several hours, four classes, and had slides, and you know, did a good job.
Yeah, I think our students who just left the middle school this past year and are now freshmen, and I think it's great that they went over and talked with the middle school students about mental health awareness and, you know, just kind of information for these students who will be entering high school next year. And I know some people feel that kind of transitioning to the high school can be a stressful point for some students. So it's kind of good to hear from them and let them give you some tips about how they feel.
We were Logan Smith. Logan, you guys recently presented there at the middle school. Kind of talk about what you guys did.
So we basically went in. We thought mental health is a very important thing that middle schoolers should pay attention to. And so we had three topics. One was drug abuse. We had self-care and body image, because those are all really important. And you'll see a lot of it in high school. We basically went in. The eighth graders were amazing. We presented. We started off with substance abuse. And at the end, once everyone presented, we played a Jeopardy game. And it was really interactive. And I think the eighth graders liked it.
You guys have to do research on these topics, or just walk us through, how did you present the information?
So we started, it took us probably like 3 weeks, a lot of research, the slides. Kyla did the slides, she did an amazing job. Yeah, it was pretty simple, honestly, time consuming.
What were some of the things you learned through this project that you didn't know maybe about mental health or some of the issues you guys discussed?
I think the biggest thing we learned was how important it is and how like not represented it is.
Now, how long were you guys over at the middle school? Were you over for 20, 30 minutes a class period, and how many students did you talk in front of?
We had like 19 to 25 kids a class. We did four classes a day for two whole days.
Now, did you guys rotate like who was speaking and, you know, what parts you each had to say?
So there's nine of us. So we all split up into like groups of three, and substance abuse went first, which was me, Whitley, and Claire. And then body image went second, which was Kyla, Harley, and Maddie. And then self-care went third, which was Colby, Alexa, and Ainsley.
This class, Intro to Public Health, I guess, why did you take this class, and ultimately, you know, what do you want to pursue with it down the road?
It was a good introduction class to the magnet school, and next year we will start our nursing pathway.
Now, you're a freshman. What's your favorite part about being a student here at MCHS?
I think a lot of it is like the openness for academics. There's a lot of opportunities.
We have with us Whitley Huddleston. Whitley, talk about your role in this project.
So I was talking about how substance abuse can affect your mental health.
What did you learn through this process or researching or about mental health that maybe you didn't know heading into the project?
I learned that it can affect your mental health in hundreds of ways. Like, it can affect your daily life, how you act around people.
Now, how did you guys display the information there to the middle schoolers and walk us through presenting it and how all that went?
So how we talked to the middle schoolers was just giving them basic points and then going more into detail throughout our slides and ways to cope too.
How long did it take to present the information or put it together? I mean, walk us through displaying it and getting it approved and then ultimately, you know, showing it to the eighth grade students.
We started off with talking about what substance abuse was and all the different factors and most commonly abused substances. And then we talked about how it can affect your mental health through a bunch of different ways. And then we talked about ways to cope.
I guess there was three different areas. How did you and your teammates, I guess, work together or work well to get this information out there?
We worked together to portray how mental health and substance abuse can go together.
Now, what was the response from the eighth graders? I guess, do they have any questions or like, how do you think your all's project went?
I think it went honestly pretty good. Some of them did have questions.
Talk about taking this class here at the high school. What was your interest in it? And ultimately, you know, what do you want to do with it down the road?
So I want to pursue the medical field, but I had took this class to start off with this because I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to start off in the medical field and how it would help me down the road.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a freshman here at Mexican High School?
There's so many opportunities and just things that I could start and do.
We're here now with Claire Redmond. Claire, talk about your role in this health project for the middle school students.
So previously I had taken a facts class that actually went into a lot of depth about drug abuse, and that helped us a lot in our presentation, learning about how it affects your brain and your body and certain types of substances. And I think that was really important.
What information did you guys try to display? I believe you had a PowerPoint or slides or something. I guess talk about putting the most important information out there and not, you know, overwhelming the eighth grade students.
I think that we tried to make it as relatable as possible to them and also a simple way. And we tried to, you know, contribute factors that they could see and also do see normally. So like being in positions where you see it and also trying to educate them on how it affects you, because most of them probably don't really know the full in-depth detail of how it affects your brain.
Now, what information did you know heading into this project? And then what did you learn that maybe you didn't know through research or this class and going through it all?
So going into it, I had learned about, in my facts class, I'd learned about stimulants and how, just basically how it affects your brain and your nervous system and how it can damage you. And we also researched a lot about the most common drugs that teen abuses so that we can be more relatable to them and try and, you know, make them more open and think about it more.
I guess, what are some of those drugs for our listeners to just kind of showcase what you guys did learn and research?
So we had talked about things like vaping and using nicotine. We talked about smoking. We talked about abusing maybe prescription pills, even though it's not as common, they could see it in the future. And we just tried to research most about, and even just what we see in real life about what we see people using.
What was the timetable on, like, when you started the research and then putting the project together and then going over it with eighth grade students? And then I'm sure your teacher looked over it and make sure everything was okay.
So we had started talking and planning about the project maybe in like December, and going after winter break, we had decided a date near the end of February. So that gave us a lot of time to do research and then start heading into our project.
Now, talk about choosing this class here at the high school. What stood out about it and why did you want to go into this pathway?
So I went into this pathway because I want to have a job in nursing or a medical field, and I thought that taking this class would have an easy head start and make me be more educated on what I'm going into.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a student here at Mexican County High School?
I really like the openness and how you can choose what career you go into and experiment more, because it gives you an idea of what you want to be when you're older, and also equal opportunities to try out different things.
We now have Kyla Turner with us. Kyla, talk about your role in your group's project.
My group spoke about body image, and we spoke about it because it's really common to see people with a negative body image in the high school and in the middle school.
Now, what did you learn about body image, or what are some of the facts you try to put, I guess, on your board or on your project?
Well, Harley spoke about the four main types of body image, so I learned about that, and I learned how it can happen from people making negative comments or anything like that.
Now, what are the four main types? Do you know those?
Perceptual, affective, cognitive, and behavioral.
Now, how much about body image did you know heading into the project? And then through your guys' research, I'm assuming you knew a lot more about it.
I feel like I knew a lot about it just because it is so common and I have friends that struggle with it.
How did you and your other couple classmates balance the work, I guess, because there's like three different areas and you guys had a couple students in each area, but how did your classmates offset the work and work together?
So I volunteered to make slides for the group because I wanted to use a certain website. So they all put their information on different things and I think we balanced it very well. And Logan also took the responsibility of doing the Jeopardy game, which was great. I think we balanced it very well.
Now, Logan bragged on your slide work. Talk about how you displayed everything and made it presentable for the eighth grade students.
So I use Canva, and nobody in the group likes Canva, but I decided to use the colors royal blue and hot pink because we got shirts made, thanks to Harley, for our presentation. So I did that, and I tried to make it pop to get the eighth graders' attention.
Now, what's it like presenting in front of eighth grade students? Did you guys practice that, or because I know that can be overwhelming if you've never done any sort of public speaking?
So I struggle with public speaking, so I think this really brought me out of my shell with talking in front of people. We didn't get to practice that much because there were so many NTI days, so I felt my group was kind of rushed a little bit, but I think we pulled it all together, getting together after school, and we changed a lot, but I think it was good.
Now, what was the feedback, I guess, like from maybe your teachers or administrators or students? I mean, what was the feedback, or did you guys receive any feedback on what you did?
I don't think we received any like feedback. The teachers said they loved it, and I thought the eighth graders were really like interested in it more than I thought they would be, so I was excited for that.
Now, talk about choosing this pathway or curriculum, this class here at Mesa County High School. What sparked your interest in it?
In the eighth grade, the eighth graders get to go to the magnet school for their related arts. So I got to go over, and I had Miss Clary as a teacher, and I automatically liked her because she was supposed to be our science teacher, but she sadly left. So I liked her already, and I wanted to continue to learn from her. So I decided to take her class.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a freshman here at Mesa County High School?
I think everybody's really nice in the high school, and I love all the classes that I take. It's very open.
We now have with us Harley Durham Campbell. Harley, talk to us about your role in this project for the middle school students.
So my group talked about body image, and I think that it was a very good topic to talk about, speaking that these eighth graders are going into high school, and having a negative body image is something you will most likely experience. I know a lot of people who have experienced it, and I think that talking about it really helped them to know what to expect and how to like help yourself and help your friends who struggle with body image.
Every high school student across America, male or female, are dealing with body image. What are some things you learn, statistics, or maybe that you didn't know heading into this project?
So yeah, I didn't know too much about body image, but I knew that a lot of people struggled with it because I had some friends and some family members who would openly talk about it. And knowing that there's so many negative things you can think about yourself to negatively impact your body image, it's just something that it gets talked about, but I think that it deserves more attention because of how common it is for people to struggle with it.
How did you guys work well together? There's 9 students here in this class here at the high school, 9 freshman students. How did you and your classmates kind of work on that side of the project?
So we had to distribute out like jobs or important parts that needed figured out. We did very well with determining who was going to do what. It did take a lot of discussion and planning to get to where we finished the project at. And there was some tweaks that we had to make along the way. But overall, I think that we worked very well together. And I think that we took what was handed to us and we did good with it.
Now, what's it like speaking in front of the middle school students? I don't know how many of you all spoke in front of, whether it's one class, two classes, multiple classes. What was that like trying to present your project?
So you never know how younger kids are going to react to such big topics that they're talked about often. You never know how they're going to react. So we didn't know going into it if the kids were going to listen or if they were going to, you know, kind of zone off, because that's quite often with presentations. So we didn't really know anything much about going into it. But as we went on, I could see that the kids were really taking to it, and playing the game at the end helped them to focus throughout the project, and I hope that they took away some new knowledge.
What about choosing this curriculum, this class here at Mesa County High School? What sparked your interest?
So I knew going into high school that I wanted to do something in the medical field, but I wasn't really sure where to start. So I took a biomed class, and then I took this class. This class has really helped to further my knowledge about health and helping to choose a curriculum. I like the fact that nursing, this is like a beginning class for our nursing pathway, and I understand that this is going to help me to get to where I need to be.
Then what's your favorite part about being a freshman here at Mesa County High School?
I think that there's so many opportunities about being a freshman here. You have so much freedom to choose your classes and your pathway. I like that you can, you know, kind of pair up with a buddy and maybe have one or two classes with them to help with your anxiety about going to a new school and being with a bunch of older kids.
We've got with us now Maddie Grutza. Maddie, talk about your role in presenting to the middle school students.
So I was part of the body image group, and I was talking about how mental health can affect because of body image. And it really, really shot to me like how bad it can happen and how often it happens.
How did you and your other classmates kind of offset the work together, research, I guess, talk about that whole process when you found out you had to do this presentation to the middle school students?
We really took our time and we really tried finding out the best information we could use, making sure that it wasn't too much, but also was enough that they could understand what was going on. We equally distributed it, three groups, three people per group. We also had three slides per group, so that really helped us figure out how to show it.
Now, did you guys work on this in class, after school, a combination of both? And then some of your other classmates have mentioned the snow hit. So walk us through, I guess, the hectic chaos of trying to get everything ready.
So we worked on it in class for like 2 weeks. But then there was many NTI days when we were supposed to do our dress rehearsal. So me and my group, we stayed after school one day so we could assign roles and make sure we had it all set and done. It was very scary at first, but then we had our dress rehearsal a few days before our actual thing. And I think it ended up really well.
Talk about putting the information there on the slides and not having too much and important facts. And did you guys have to do some revisions or edits to make sure that everything was on there that you wanted?
Yeah, we had to revise a lot. We had to double check, make sure it wasn't too much, like I said. And it was hard at first because we were making information for ourselves, but then we had to realize we were doing it for younger kids. So we had to realize that.
What was your main takeaway, I guess, from your perspective in body image or something you learned that you didn't know or one takeaway that you tried to stress to the 8th grade students?
It can happen in many people that you don't know of. So making sure not to say any rude comments, that's what we were mainly going after because it can happen in everybody.
Now, talk about selecting this class here at the high school. What sparked your interest in it?
I know I wanted to be something in the medical field because both of my parents are. And I just really thought this would be the class for me.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a freshman here?
I like the openness. I get to choose my classes. I get to see like what I want to be in. It's just really resourceful. It's really helpful.
We've got with us now Ainsley Roberts. Ainsley, talk about your role in this project.
We talked about bullying, and I talked about the four main types of bullying, which are physical, verbal, psychological, and cyber. My other group members talked about just how ways you can cope with it and how you can cope with stress.
Now, how much did you know about bullying before you went into it? And then, obviously, I know your knowledge is now more vast, but how much do you know about bullying going into this project?
I knew about bullying, but I really didn't know, like, the certain topics, like, I really didn't know psychological bullying was a thing, but the things that rumors and gossip is what that is, and I knew that was a thing. And me being a victim of bullying and knowing people that have been bullied or have been a bully, I did know things about it, but researching really brought that into me.
Now walk us through presenting your all's project and what information you try to display and get the word out there.
Presenting our project, we tried to make sure that the students knew what we were talking about and had to have something to grab their attention. And so we had a worksheet that we used, and it was a stress test, and you just went through and you would list something that you've been through, and at the end you would add up a score, and Alexa had a scoring that you would get.
How nerve-wracking was it presenting in front of 8th grade students and, you know, public speaking and all those things?
It was nerve-wracking, but I'm a part of FCCLA here at MCHS, and I was at MCMS too, and so I've gotten experience with public speaking, but it was still pretty nerve-wracking being so close in age to these people and also having to speak up and try to be bigger than them.
Talk about how important the information you guys were sharing. You kind of mentioned being bullied in the past, and I know bullying's everywhere, every school across America, but how important is it to share that information with students and then maybe just helping one student maybe feel more confident or get the help they need?
I feel like bullying is a big part in today's world. I think some people take it as a joke more than bullying now, but I think it's important that people know what bullying is so that they can get help instead of just blind to it.
Talk about selecting this class here at MCHS. What stood out about it, choosing this pathway?
I want to go into the nursing unit once I grow up. And so what Kyla said earlier, we had the magnet school in 8th grade, and I got to experience Miss Clary's nursing class. And so that really had my mind set on that. And so I decided to take it this year. And although we aren't learning about like sickness health right now, it's very important to learn about people's mental health.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a student here?
All the opportunities and the things that you get to do. You get more free range for things.
We've got with us now Alexa Purden. Alexa, talk about your group's part in the project.
So we talked about mental self-care and like all the things like bullying and insecurities and how to cope with all of those things.
Now, what are some things you learned that can help cope, or some of the things you guys maybe presented on your slide?
I talked about, in my part, talking about how to cope. I told them about how to like focus on themselves and their insecurities and how they need to like surround themselves with positive people.
Now, how did you and your other two classmates work well together on your side of the project? I guess, how did you guys split up the responsibilities and the work and get everything done?
We all kind of like worked in one big group for the thing, but then like when we got the like final slides, then we like more split up and worked on our own slides.
Walk us through presenting your information to middle school students. How nerve-wracking was that, and trying to, you know, display everything and get everything the way you wanted it?
I was really nervous at first. I didn't like stop being nervous until like the first two times presenting, but then everything was all good after that. And we all had to like call each other to like get the information right.
What did you learn that stood out throughout this process, or what's one thing you've taken away from maybe when you first started that you didn't know that you've learned about, and something that's gonna stick with you?
I've learned about how like insecurities, how important they are. A statistic that I learned is that like 53% of teen girls are insecure, but like it goes all the way up to like 78% when they're 17. It's like a huge number.
Talk about selecting this class here at Mexican High School. What sparked your interest in it, and why did you want to pursue this?
I've known I wanted to go into the like health career, and I knew that her class would be introducing me to that.
Now, what's your favorite part about being a freshman here?
The people and how many opportunities there are with like careers.
We've got with us now, last but not least, Colby Galloway. Colby, talk about your role in your group's project.
So my group presented on mental self-care, and I went over anxiety and like worry. And that was a big topic because so many teens and even preteens struggle with anxiety. And it's just a big factor, and you really have to make sure you can like challenge to get rid of that.
How much did you know heading into the project, and what's one takeaway or something that you learned that you're going to carry with you with learning about these issues?
So many people like around me, like friends and even me, we've always like just had a big mess of struggling with anxiety like throughout school and like all the schoolwork and tests. So it's like it's something really important and common. You just have to make sure that you can prevent that. And we went over some ways to cope with that, and hopefully that stuck to the eighth graders and they really got that knowledge.
Now, talk about how many times you guys presented this project, because I don't think we've mentioned it. And what was that like?
Yeah, so we presented 8 times, and there was 200 students total. It was really stressful at first because we weren't really sure how they would take away from this presentation and if they'd really engage in it. But after seeing like all the students and, you know, presenting 8 different times, we really saw how they reflected on it.
Now, did it get easier and easier as you went from the second group to the third group to the fourth group? Did you guys kind of find a rhythm and that anxiety went away a little bit?
It definitely helped as we continued to present. The first few times, it was kind of stressful, but especially on the second day, we really got the hang of it, and I think we presented quite well.
How did you and your classmates kind of work on your side of the project? How did you guys distribute the work and make it even?
So we all like discussed it at first, and like we're trying to go over like how we present and what we present, but then after a few weeks, we really got the hang of what we were talking about, and we decided to like pick groups. That way we could divide the work and it wasn't as much of a big topic.
Why did you decide to be in this pathway in this class here at the high school?
So I've always wanted to be in the medical field, and I was going back and forth between this class and another class, but I knew Miss Clary prior to this year, and she was really sweet and always so helpful. So I wanted to take this class. That way I could really engage on what I was learning.
Then what's your favorite part about being a student here at the high school?
All the people are just so kind and just wonderful, and there's so many different opportunities, and you can really just go out to college with a head start with going through all these classes.
We'll wrap up Mexicali News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at the high school talking with freshman students in the public health class offered at the Mexicali Career Magnet School. Ashley, 9 students. They were a little nervous before we started, but talked about their project and presenting in front of 8th grade students about mental health, drug abuse, bullying, and self-image issues. So, you know, things that every teenage student across America kind of faces.
Yeah, definitely. I think they kind of picked 3 main topics that they really felt strongly about and felt kind of its effect on mental health, and wanted to be able to talk to the middle school students about that and kind of letting them know about transitioning to the high school. So great group of kids. It's a great program that Miss Clary's working with over there at the Career Magnet School. And like I said, kind of in the beginning, it's just a great opportunity for our students to have some job shadowing experience and being able to complete the program and have your CNA certification. situation.
Anything else this morning?
Not really. Just, again, make sure you're really following those pages. Like, we have Dr. Seuss Week coming up, a few other. I think Straub's maybe doing a dress-up week theme this week. So make sure you're definitely just watching all the pages. High school is going to have a lot of things coming up. You've got musical and band concerts and prom and graduation dates that'll be out very soon. So just lots of things happening. And again, the best way to find out about those is following the social media pages for your school.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.